Greetings from Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. Our holiday present to you is the new Christmas classic of our time, Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. Today we're on the seventh floor of Tribune Tower, where Campbell Hall has been wrapped in a gay covering of laughter, tied with a bright ribbon of good humor, and decorated with the sparkling stars of WGN Radio. This is a wonderful story for the whole family, and perhaps some families may be gathered around a Christmas tree as they listen. But right now, it's curtain time for the play that proves there is a Santa Claus. Miracle on Jerry Wells Street, starring Wendy Snyder as Doris, Ro Khan as Fred, and Steve Cochran in his Silver Dome winning performance as Kris Kringle. It's Thanksgiving Day on State Street in Chicago. An annual event is being joyfully awaited. The spectacular parade presented by Macy's Department Store to herald in the Christmas season. Away from the crowd are two of Macy's public relations experts.
Ah, he's simply wonderful, Mrs. Walker. Just look at him there on the float. The most realistic Santa Claus we've ever had. Why, he didn't even need any padding, did he?
Padding?
Why, didn't you notice his tummy? So round, so firm, so fully packed. Well, now that everything's under control, where on earth did you find him?
I don't know. I just turned around, and there he was.
And to think that that man whose place he took was intoxicated.
With a breath that would knock over a reindeer.
Oh, just think if Mr. Macy had seen him, huh?
What if Mr. Gimble had seen him? Competition between our stores is tough enough.
Well, the parade's starting. Let's stand at the curb.
Not I, Mr. Shellhammer. I'm going home to relax. Anyway, I can see it from there. I live just around the corner.
Ah, so you do, so you do. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Mrs. Walker. And congratulations on finding the best Santa Claus in Macy's history.
Certainly is a wonderful parade, Susan. Just look at that clown. Gosh, what a giant. Well, not now, but in olden days, there...
Really, Mr. Gailey? And you a lawyer?
Well, what about that giant that Jack killed? You know, Jack and the Beanstalk?
Everybody knows that's a fairy tale, and I agree with my mother. Fairy tales are silly.
Good afternoon. I'm Susan's mother. My maid said...
Oh, hello, Mother. I am watching the parade. Mr. Gailey invited me.
Hello, darling.
Oh, Susie has told me quite about you, Mrs. Walker.
Well, she's told me quite a lot about you, too, the man in the front apartment.
Oh, well, this is all part of a plot, Mrs. Walker. I'm very fond of Susie, but I also wanted to meet you.
At least you're frank.
There goes Santa Claus.
Oh, don't even mention that name.
Why not, Mother?
Well, that Santa Claus, you see, is a last-minute substitute.
But why?
Oh, remember the way the janitor was last New Year's?
Oh, my. Tight as an owl.
I see that Susan doesn't believe in Santa Claus either.
That's right. She never has.
Well, that's the end of the parade, Mother. I've been thinking. It's Thanksgiving, and there are only two of us. Couldn't we invite Mr. Gailey?
Well, I...
Oh, please don't bother. I'll just have a sandwich or something.
But we have such a big turkey. Please, Mother, please.
Well, I...
Did it ask all right, Mr. Gailey?
Oh, Susie, shh.
You asked fine, Susan. Dinner's at 3, Mr. Gailey.
Hello, Mrs. Walker?
Yes, Mr. Shellhammer?
Your maid said that you were at Thanksgiving dinner, but, well, I just had to tell you, your Santa Claus was stupendous.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Macy himself wants him to be our toy department Santa Claus.
Oh, fine. Can you hire him?
Oh, I already have. Oh, he's a born salesman. I just feel it.
Good. We'll talk about it in the morning. Thanks for calling, Mr. Shellhammer.
Here he is, Mr. Shellhammer. Here's Santa Claus.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Thank you. Good morning, Santa Claus.
Oh, good morning.
Now, before you go to the toy department, here's a list of the toys that we have to push.
Oh, yes.
You know, things we're overstocked on. Now, you'll find that a great many children will be undecided as to what they want for Christmas. And when that happens, you immediately suggest one of these items. Do you understand?
Well, I certainly do.
Oh, fine. That's just fine. Now, take the list, and Anna here will show you to your throne there in the toy department. And don't you forget, you're working for Macy's.
Are you really Santa Claus?
Why, of course I am, little fella. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I want a fire engine and just a chillin' package at Chicago Hilton, including a two-night stay, hot cocoa, and overnight parking. Visit chillcation.com to book your stay. And a real hose that squirts real wet water. And I won't do it in the house, and my puppy won't either. I'll only do it in the backyard, I promise.
We're going to have a talk with your mommy and daddy about incessant plugs. But I promise you'll get that fire engine.
You see, Mama, I told you he'd get me one.
Oh, such a good boy, isn't it?
Yeah, all right, Mortimer, stand back. I gotta go talk to Santa. That's just dandy. Yeah, I gotta talk to Santa.
Yes, it is dandy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Say, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, madam? I'm right here. What's the matter with you?
I told you before, didn't I? The kid wants a fire engine, but there isn't one to be had anywhere in town. Macy's ain't got any, Gimbel's ain't got any, nobody's got any. My feet are killing me, and you say, okay, he gets the fire engine.
But you can get those fire engines at Schoenfeld's, Clark Street, only $4.50. Oh, it's a wonderful bargain.
Schoenfeld's?
Yes, yes.
Hey, I don't get it.
Oh, I follow the toy market very closely, just not stage direction.
Macy's sending people to other stores?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you kidding?
Kidding? No. Kidding, no.
You sure you're a kidder?
No, the one important thing is to make children happy. Whether Macy's or somebody else sells the toy doesn't matter. I mean, don't you feel that way?
Who, me?
Yes, yes, you.
Oh, yeah, sure, only I don't know Macy's. I didn't know Macy's did. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
All right, who's next, please? Right this way to see Santa Claus. All right, little girl, you're next.
Of course, little girl. Well, aren't you a pretty one? You want some roller skates? Well, you'll have them. Yes, you'll have whatever you like.
Mama, Mama, he's going to bring me some roller skates.
And he has some fine skates here at Macy's, haven't you, Santa?
Oh, they're good skates, all right. They're good skates, but not quite good enough. Now, I have some really wonderful roller skates at Gimbel's. I'm sure Gimbel's has just what the little girl wants. Very good indeed.
Mr. Shellhammer? Are you Mr. Shellhammer?
Gimbel's? Gimbel's? That's just what he did say, Gimbel's.
The sales lady said I should speak to you.
Gimbel's!
I just wanted to congratulate you and Macy's on this wonderful new stunt you're pulling.
Gimbel's!
Imagine, a big outfit like Macy's putting the spirit of Christmas ahead of the commercial.
Gimbel's!
From now on, I'm going to be a regular Macy customer. All right, Mortimer, we're going.
Gimbel's!
Good morning and Merry Christmas from Campbell Hall in Tribune Tower on beautiful Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. This is the WGN radio production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street on 720 WGN.
There's the toy department over there, Mr. Gailey.
Oh, you certainly know all about Macy's store, don't you, Susan?
Well, that's because my mother works here. But I still think it's silly to bring me here to see Santa Claus.
Well, I just feel that when you've talked to him, you just might...
Okay, Mr. Gailey. I'm certainly willing to try.
Well, well. What a fine young lady. What's your name, little girl?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Well, of course, I'm Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, you don't believe that, huh?
Uh-uh. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker.
Oh! Ho, 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 ho.
But I must say, you're the best-looking Santa Claus I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard, for instance, it doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Yes, it's rather short for this time of year. But that's because it's real, just like I'm really Santa Claus. Now go ahead, tug on that beard.
Oh, my goodness, it's real.
Yes, and now what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you. Whatever I want, my mother will give me, if it's sensible and it doesn't cost too much.
Oh.
That's quite right, Susan.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello, Mr. Gailey.
Hello. There's an explanation for all this, and it's very, very, very simple. Your maid's mother sprained her ankle. She had to go home, and she asked me to bring Susie down here, and as long as I were here, I figured, well, I might as well have her say hello to Santa Claus.
He has real whiskers, Mother.
Susan, dear, would you mind standing over there a minute?
Yep.
If you want me to.
And now, I shouldn't have brought Susie over to Santa. Is that it?
Now you're making me feel completely heartless.
Well, I'm sorry.
Don't you see? I tell Susan that Santa Claus is a myth, and you show her a very convincing old man with real whiskers. Whom is she to believe?
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
When Susan was a baby, her father and I were divorced. And ever since then, I've protected my child by teaching her realities. If you don't believe in fairy tales and fantasy, you can never be hurt or disillusioned.
Yeah, but we're talking about Susie, Mrs. Walker.
And I must ask you to let me raise her as I see fit. All right, dear, the store's going to close soon. We'll run along to my office.
Yes, Anna said you wanted to see me, Mrs. Walker.
Oh, yes. Come in. I'd be grateful if you'll please tell Susan that you're not really Santa Claus, that there actually is no such person.
Oh, but Mrs. Walker, not only is there such a person, but here, I'm right here to prove it.
No. You misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. Now, what's your real name?
My name is Kris Kringle, and I always tell the truth, Susan. I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second grade.
I mean your real name.
Well, that's my real name, my goodness. The second grade.
Very well. I have your employment card right here. I'll just look it up on that.
Ah, it's a very cute dress you have on, Susan.
It's from Macy's, but you get it 10% off.
Oh.
So you always tell the truth, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Look at your employment card.
Yes, name, Kris Kringle. Address, Brooks Memorial Home, Bedford Park, Illinois, with a huge water supply. You may call the home if you'd care to confirm that, Mrs. Walker. It's a home for elderly gentlemen. Please speak up.
Would you also like me to confirm this?
What's that?
Date of birth. As old as my tongue and a little bit older than my teeth.
Oh!
Place of birth, North Pole. Now, really?
Why, I believe you doubt me, Mrs. Walker.
And this one, this tops everything. Next of kin.
Oh, that.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. I'm sorry I have to do this, Mr.
Kringle?
But the Santa Claus that we had 2 years ago is back in town, and I feel that we owe it to him to,
Have I done something wrong?
No. It's just that we feel... Excuse me. Hello?
Yeah, this is Mr. Shellhammer, Mrs. Walker. Drop whatever you're doing. Mr. Macy wants to see us immediately.
I'll be right up. I'm afraid I'll have to be very abrupt with you. I have to go see Mr. Macy. You'll be paid for the full week, Mr. Kringle, and I'll send your check to that address.
Will Susie believe in Santa Claus? Will Macy keep their Kris Kringle? Will Santa come up with any better ho-ho-ho? Stay tuned and find out as the live production of Miracle on 34th Street continues on 720 WGN.
On Jerry Well Street will continue in a moment. Well, Amy, have you thought about what to make for your family's Christmas dinner?
Yes, indeed, Orion. Turkey, ham, and vegetables. And I'd like Santa to bring me a bottle of Jackie's Mom seasoning to make it just perfect.
Jackie's Mom seasoning? What is that?
Oh, come on, Jackie's Mom seasoning is just the best new seasoning on the market. It's an all-purpose spice blend that can be used on anything from pork to game to veggies to chicken. The list is endless.
Well, why don't you log on to your fancy smartphone and show Santa what you mean?
All righty, I'll just open a browser on my phone or computer or tablet and type in damnthatsdelish.com. That's damnthatsdelish.com.
And what will we find there?
Jackie's Mom seasoning, of course. I can buy a bottle straight from the site, lickety-split. And there's lots of fun things there to enjoy.
Well, damnthatsdelish.com is about the easiest website in the world, especially how simple it is to buy a bottle and have it delivered to your door in 3 or 4 days. So I guess when I have a hankering for something delicious and savory, I can look up recipes, and if I need a laugh, I can click on entertainment and watch the videos of how the seasoning started and what that crazy Lily is up to.
I have a snack bag right here with some popcorn and kale chips sprinkled with Jackie's Mom seasoning. Try some. You're going to love it.
Damn. That is delicious. And tests prove that using Jackie Mom seasoning really does make a difference. With a magical dusting of this spice, simple dishes turn into a triumph in any kitchen. So visit damnthatsdelish.com, damnthatsdelish.com, or search Jackie's Mom seasoning on the World Wide Web, and well, soon you'll be cooking just like Lily. Order today with promo code MIRACLE and get $1 off every bottle of Jackie's Mom seasoning now through Sunday.
A really thoughtful Santa would put a bottle of Jackie's Mom seasoning in every stocking this Christmas.
Here's our host, Señor Gato.
Live from Campbell Hall on the 7th floor of Tribune Tower, you're listening to Miracle on Jerry Well Street, which is one street over from 34th Street. Better parking. It's brought to you by Hilton's of Chicago and Chilcation.com, Lou Malnati's Pizzeria. Call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. I'm Cranston Lamont, your announcer. And now our story continues.
Come right in, Miss Walker, Mr. Shellhammer.
Thank you, Mr. Macy.
Now, about this new policy you two initiated.
Macy's
Santa Claus sending customers to Gimbel's.
But I can explain everything, Mr. Macy.
You don't have to explain a thing. Just look at my desk. 42 telegrams and over 500 phone calls. Grateful parents expressing undying gratitude to Macy's department store.
Why, you don't say.
And from now on, not only will our Santa Claus continue in this manner, but every salesperson in the entire store.
You mean that if we haven't got what the customer asks for,
we're to send him where he can get it. No high pressuring or forcing a customer to take something he doesn't really want.
I think that's wonderful, Mr. Macy.
Well, we'll be known as the helpful store, the friendly store, the store that places public service ahead of profits. And consequently, we'll make more profits than ever. As for you, Mrs. Walker, Mr. Shellhammer, you'll find a more practical expression of my gratitude in your Christmas envelopes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
And tell that wonderful Santa Claus I won't forget him either. Matter of fact, I'll tell him myself in the morning.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Macy.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
Good night, Mr. Macy.
And thank you again, sir. Imagine a bonus.
Yes.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Mr. Shellhammer, I just fired him.
Who?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa.
And I'm going to fire you, too.
Oh, no. No, you couldn't have.
But I did. He's crazy, Mr. Shellhammer. He really thinks he's Santa Claus.
Oh, I don't care if he's the Easter Bunny. Find him!
It was a frantic few hours that Doris spent last night rushing out to the Brooks Memorial Home in Bedford Park and assuring Kris Kringle that Macy's wanted him back as Santa Claus. Now Kris is again presiding over the crowded toy department, while in her office, Doris and Mr. Shellhammer...
Don't you understand, Mr. Shellhammer, that old... Excuse me. Don't you understand, Mr. Shellhammer, that old man with the nice white whiskers insists that he is Santa Claus? Well, he is out of his mind. What if he should have a fit or something? I've got to go tell Mr. Macy.
Yes, maybe he is a little crazy. Anyway, you can't be sure until he's examined. Why, we'll send him to Mr. Sawyer.
Sawyer?
In personnel. He's paid to examine employees, isn't he? Oh, now, by the way, what do you think of this?
What is it?
It's a full-page ad. A full-page ad for Macy's.
Macy's is running it? But it's all about the other stores, Gimbel's and Saks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Mr. Macy's idea to help our customers find what they want. It's revolting, isn't it?
That Santa Claus certainly has started something. Oh, well, I'll get a hold of him at his lunch hour and send him up to Mr. Sawyer.
So I changed my clothes, Mr. Sawyer, and I came right up.
Okay. Well, then, is that your own beard, huh?
Yes, it is. If you could back up a little bit or maybe grab a mint.
What?
Yes.
Interesting
yes.
Complex of that. Why do you carry a cane?
Always carry a cane, Mr. Sawyer. Well, that is when I wear street clothes. I carved this cane out of a runner from one of my old sleighs.
What's that?
It's a fine, fine, solid silver top.
Who was the first president of the United States?
What? Why don't you give me a difficult one, like who was the vice president under James Monroe?
I'm conducting this examination.
The answer? Daniel D. Tompkins. Well, you're a rather nervous fella, aren't you, Mr. Sawyer? Tell me, do you get enough sleep possibly on a My Pillow?
My personal habits are none of your concern. Now, what hand am I holding up?
Right hand.
How many fingers do you see?
Three. Oh, dear, you bite your nails, don't you?
Stand up now. Feet together, arms extended.
Muscle coordination test. I've taken dozens of these. Mr. Sawyer, let me ask you, are you happy at home?
What? That'll be all, Mr. Kringle. The examination is over.
Thank you.
And it may interest you to know that I've been happily married for 22 years. Very happily married.
Delighted to hear it, and you may want to join Steve Cochran for New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake until midnight at the Rao Center in Crystal Lake. Call for tickets. This show will sell out.
Can't wait. Miss Prawn!
Yes, sir.
Get Mrs. Walker on the phone.
Yes, sir, but one of your wives, Mr. Sawyer, she's called four times already.
Will you tell my big, fat wife to shut up and mind her own business?
Here's Mr. Walker, sir.
Oh, all right. Hello?
Oh,
hello? Is anybody there? Who is this?
I was just going to call you, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh? Hello? Is this Steve Cochran?
Steve Cochran is playing pranks on the phone.
Oh.
There's a Dr. Pierce stopping by this afternoon at 3.
Who's Dr. Pierce?
He's the physician at Brooks Home in Bedford Park, home of the huge water supply. I thought we might discuss Mr. Kringle's case with him.
Well, there's hardly any point in discussing it, Mrs. Walker. Obviously, the old man is... he should be discharged.
Will the Christmas spirit survive? Will Santa survive halitosis? Find out as our live production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street continues on 720 WGN. Congratulations to Pat Tyner of Chicago, the first winner in the Hilton Chicago Chillcation Giveaway. Stay tuned, we have two more big giveaways before the end of this production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. Brought to you by Hiltons of Chicago and Chillcation.com. Lou Malnati's Pizzeria. Call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. Back to the excitement.
So, Dr. Pierce, Kringle should be dismissed immediately and sent to a mental institution.
Well, just a minute there, Mr. Sawyer.
He's deluded saying that he's Santa Claus.
But it's a delusion for good. I found he only wants to be friendly and helpful.
His whole manner suggests aggressiveness. Look at the way he carries that cane. Mrs. Walker, naturally I can't discharge that loony. So, when he exhibits his maniacal tendencies, please realize the responsibility is completely yours.
I'm right back where I started.
Mrs. Walker, I assure you, Kris Kringle has no maniacal tendencies.
But if there's the slightest possibility of his causing any trouble...
What kind of trouble?
All that needs to happen is a policeman asks his name. Kris Kringle, clang, clang, and Macy's Santa Claus lands up in the psychopathic ward.
All right, calm down. You can prevent this very simply. Now, there's got to be someone at the store who could rent him a room. Then they can both come to work together. I'd just as soon he avoided the long train ride to Long Island anyway.
Do you mean sort of take custody of him?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do you think that Mr. Kringle would agree to that?
Oh, I'm sure he'll agree. He's very lonely.
Well, in that case, now let me see. Who do I know who could rent him a room?
I'm glad you're going to have dinner with us, Mr. Kringle.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
I'm also very glad you're going to live next door with Mr. Gailey.
Oh, why is that?
Because you're nice to talk to.
Well, you know, he's a fine young man, that Mr. Gailey. Just think, allowing me to share his apartment, a mere stranger.
He did it because Mother hinted him to.
Well, anyway, I'm very grateful.
Shall I tell you what I did at school today?
Oh, by all means. Did you play any games?
Yes, and a very silly game, too.
Well, I like silly. What was it?
They played zoo, and each child was supposed to be an animal.
Oh, but Susan, they were just pretending.
But that's what makes the game so silly.
Well, of course, in order to play games, you know you need imagination.
That's when you see things, but they're not really there, huh?
Well, yes, but you know to me, imagination is a place all by itself. Now, you've heard of the French nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the British nation.
Yes.
Well, this is imagination. A very interesting place. Now, how would you like to be able to make snowballs in summertime?
What?
Or be the Statue of Liberty in the morning and the afternoon. Fly south with a flock of geese.
Well, I'm quite sure. But
Very simple. Very, very simple. Look here. The next time they play zoo, you can be a monkey.
But I don't know how to be a monkey.
Oh, I'll show you. First, you bend over a little bit like this, and then you let your arms hang loose.
Like this?
Yes, it's a little bit kid and play, a little bit Kanye. Now, put your hand over here and start scratching. That's it. That's it. That's excellent. That's a fine bit of scratching. Then you start chattering, Susan.
Chattering?
Yes, listen, chattering and scratching and... Ooh, yeah! Ooh, yeah! Chattering and scratching and scratching and chattering. Oh, that's fine, Susan. You're doing beautifully, beautifully. Susan, are you still awake?
Uh-huh.
Just coming to say goodnight, Susan. That's it. Now, look here, about Christmas. There must be something you'd like for Christmas this year.
Well, I've certainly thought about something, Mr. Kringle.
You have? Well, what is it? Tell me.
It's right here on the night table, see?
Oh, let's see.
I tore this page out of a magazine. It's a picture of a house.
Oh, that's what you want, a doll's house, colonial architecture.
Oh, not a doll's house, a real house.
A real house?
Yes, and if you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Susie. What could you possibly do with a big house?
Live with my mother and a backyard with a big tree to put a swing on and a garden and a... Oh, well, why even discuss
that? Oh, Susie, could I keep that picture just in case?
I guess so.
Thank you, dear, thank you. Well, Mr. Gailey's waiting for me. Good night, monkey.
Good night, Mr. Kringle.
Go ahead and take whichever bed you want, Mr. Kringle.
Imagine what people will think of you and I in this position.
I've already thought of that.
You're really, really very kind. And tell me, Mr. Gailey, have you called Robert Feeder?
I never speak to him, Chris, ever.
What is it you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a lawyer. The law offices of O'Malley, Monaco, and Spivak.
And are you living here in the city?
Well, it's convenient, but someday I'd like to get a place along the Fox.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Not a big house, just one of those junior partner deals around Batavia.
Oh, one of those little colonial houses, eh?
Yeah, a little colonial would be swell.
Good, yes. You're quite fond of Mrs. Walker, aren't you?
A lot of good it does me. She lives in a cast iron shell. It's a little difficult to penetrate.
Well, you must try harder, Mr. Gailey. You know, Mrs. Walker and that child are a couple of lost souls, and it's up to you and me to help them.
Oh?
You see, well, maybe I should just turn out the light.
No.
No?
No, I'm not going to be cheated out of this. You know, all my life I've wondered this one thing, and
what
now
thing?
I'm going to find
what
out.
What thing? Tell me.
I will tell you. Stop jumping on my line. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. But here's what I need to know. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers outside or inside the covers?
Oh, outside, of course. Outside, by all means. Cold air makes them grow.
Now I'm jumping yours. Thank you very much.
Come in, Miss Walker. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. Macy. I've just heard something very exciting.
Oh, you have? Well, let me tell you something very exciting. Our policy of being kind to customers has tripled our sales. Now, what do you think of that?
That's wonderful, Mr. Macy. And Gimbals thinks it's wonderful, too.
Gimbals?
Gimbals are adopting the same policy.
Well, is that so?
And it gives me an idea. As long as Gimbals are doing the same thing, why not some pictures for the newspapers?
Pictures?
Yeah, you and Mr. Gimble shaking hands.
Shaking hands? R.H. Macy and Gimble?
Well, yes.
Yes. Yes, why not? With Santa Claus. Yes, it's a great idea, Mrs. Walker. Macy and Gimble shaking hands. Good.
Will Macy and Gimbals come together? Is Justin Kaufman really caffeinated? Find out as our production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street continues on 720 WGN. It's Christmas time in the city, and live from Campbell Hall on the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, you're listening to Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. Our performance today is brought to you by Hilton's of Chicago and Chillcation.com, Lou Malnati's Pizzeria. Call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. I'm your announcer, Cranston Lamont. The role of Kris Kringle is now being played by John DeCoss. And now, our story continues.
Thank you, Mr. Gimble.
Stand right there. Smile.
Oh, that's enough pictures, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Mr. Gimble.
Come on, R.H. Now we'll go over to my store and get some really good pictures.
Just a minute. I have something here for Santa Claus. Here you are, Mr. Kringle. A check for the appreciation for all that you've done.
Oh, well, Mr. Macy, why, that's very kind of you.
I didn't think you were that generous, R.H. That's quite a check. What are you going to do with it, Mr. Kringle?
Well, I have a friend, a Dr. Pierce. He needs a new X-ray machine.
Buy the machine through the store. 10% discount.
Nonsense. Come over to Gimbel's. We'll furnish it at cost.
Oh.
Keep it up. Keep it up. At this rate, my friend will have a whole new hospital.
How do the pictures turn out, Mr. Kringle?
Oh, fine, Anna, fine. How about a game of checkers during lunch, eh?
Oh, not today, Kris. I don't feel so good.
Oh, well, what's the matter, Anna?
Nothing much. You remember I was telling you how I like to play Santa Claus over at the Y at the holiday time? And I give out presents to all the kids.
Yes.
Well, I was telling Mr. Sawyer about it, and he says that is very bad. He said that psychologically, it's all wrong.
Wrong? Wrong to be nice to children?
Yeah, he says the gals who play Santa Claus do it because when they was young, they must have done something bad. And now they're just trying to do something good to make up for it. It's what he told me, it was called a guilt complex.
Anna, what else has he found wrong with you?
Nothing much. Just that I hate my father, have a daddy complex, and I didn't know it, but he says I do. And he says bad things happen to girls with daddy complexes.
Excuse me?
Hey, ain't you gonna have any lunch?
Later. Right now I have an appointment with Mr. Sawyer. Oh.
What do you mean breaking into my office like this?
Are you a licensed psychiatrist?
What business is that of yours?
I have great respect for psychiatry, a great contempt for meddling amateurs who go around practicing it.
Oh, shut up!
You ought to be horsewhipped, taking a girl like Anna and filling her with complexes and phobias.
I think I'm better equipped to judge her than you.
Just because Anna wants to be kind to children, You tell me she has a guilt complex?
Oh, yeah. You're having the same delusion you couldn't possibly understand.
Whoa.
And don't wave that cane at me.
Either you stop analyzing Anna, or I'll go straight to Mr. Macy and tell him what a contemptible fraud you are.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here before I have you thrown out.
There is only one way to handle a man like you. Maybe this will knock some sense into you.
Oh, ow! Help! My head! My head! Oh!
Good day, Mr. Sawyer.
Miss Prong, get me the police. Get me Mrs. Walker. Get me the psychopathic ward at Bellevue Hospital.
You can see Mr. Kringle now, Mr. Gailey.
Thank you, nurse. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Fred.
Chris, I've been speaking to the doctors, and they say they've given you all the tests.
Oh, yes, the same old tests.
Except this time, you failed to pass them. Chris, why did you fail deliberately?
Why? Well, because I had great hopes, Fred. I had a feeling Mrs. Walker was beginning to believe me, and now I discover she was only humoring me all the time.
This wasn't Doris's idea at all. Mr. Sawyer had you sent up here before she even knew about it.
But why didn't she come to explain to me and explain things?
Because she didn't want to hurt you.
Oh, well, it's not just Mrs. Walker. Well, now take Mr. Sawyer. He's contemptible, dishonest, deceitful. Yet he's out there, and I'm in here. Well, if that's normal, I don't want it.
Well, you just can't think of yourself, Chris. What happens to you matters to a lot of other people. People like me who believe in what you stand for. And people like, well, Susie, who is just beginning to. Chris, you're letting us down.
Well, Fred, maybe you're right. Yeah, of course you're right. I ought to be ashamed of myself. Let's get out of here.
Well, wait a minute. You flunked your mental examination, but good.
Oh, yes, I did. Well, anyway, you're a lawyer. Fix it up.
Hey, look, I can't just...
Now, don't let me down. You won't let me down.
Now, Chris, take it easy. Look, there have to be hearings, and you're going to have to be committed. There has to be a judge.
Well,
if I could do anything, it'll have to be in a courtroom. Now, sit tight, Chris. I'll get an idea. I have to get an idea.
You sent for me, Mr. Macy?
I certainly did, Mr. Sawyer. I brought my family to the toy department to see our Santa Claus, and our Santa Claus isn't there.
Yes?
He's in Bellevue.
Yes, Mr. Macy.
Because he's a lunatic.
Yes, sir, he's a lunatic.
Lunatic my foot! Now you listen to me, Sawyer. You get that case dropped right away, or I'll have another lump to match the one he gave you.
But it's out of my hands. Mr. Kringle goes to court in the morning.
Well, just see that he's back in the toy department by afternoon. Now, get out of here.
Mr. Gailey. Mr. Gailey.
Yes?
I've been looking for you. I'm Sawyer.
Oh, so you're Sawyer.
Yes, I was just speaking to the court clerk, and he said you represent Mr. Kringle. Well, I represent Mr. Macy.
Well, then I'm going to see you in court.
Well, no, that's what I wanted to speak with you about. Mr. Macy would like to drop the whole case right now. You see, we're most anxious to avoid any publicity.
Oh, no publicity, eh?
Hmm?
Well, that's very interesting.
Oh, then you'll cooperate?
You know something, Sawyer? You've just given me the idea I have been searching for.
Oh, good, good.
I'm going to win this case. I'm going to have the public opinion and plenty of it. And publicity is just the way to do it. Thank you. Oh, and so long, Mr. Sawyer.
Mr. Gailey, but Mr. Gailey!
Look at these newspapers, Chris. Evening Dispatch reads, "Doctors doubt sanity of Santa who launched goodwill campaign."
Oh, my.
Chicago Tribune reads, "Macy Santa Claus to have lunacy hearing."
What is this one?
That's the Chicago Sun-Times. We don't count that one.
Is Chris Kringle court case coming? Kitties cry calamity?
You've driven the United Nations clear back to page 5. Well, get a good night's sleep, Chris. We're going to have to be before Judge Harper at 10 in the morning.
Thank you. We pause now for station identification. This is Chicago WGN, the radio home of millions throughout Mid-America. Our stars will return with Act 3 of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street in a moment. When a new player signs a contract with Tribune Media, she soon gets well acquainted with Miss Helena Sorrell, head dramatic coach. Helena, do you like to watch your pupils perform in a picture?
Oh, of course, Steve, because I take a personal interest in them. I'm especially proud of Anna Bellaval and her new picture, Noticias.
Anna's become a really fine dramatic actress.
Yes, though I'm not nearly as fine as Tom Skilling in that El Nino biopic.
Although Noticias may be picture of the year, Miss Bellaval, Lourdes Duarte, and the Ponces are magnificent as a troupe of scorned lovers.
Anna's costumes in Noticias gave me a thrill, and I was amazed at how many things the wardrobe department washed with Lux Flakes. It reminded me of my theatrical days when I was on the road and I lived in a couple of trunks.
A box of Lux Flakes in each?
That's absolutely true, Steve. I was never without it, in my hotel or at the theater.
Well, then you've probably discovered that the new tiny diamonds of Lux are more wonderful than ever. They're so much faster and richer, do more for you, too. They remove soil, which other types of suds can't, leaving things cleaner and fresher.
And Lux Flakes keeps colors lovely.
You're right there. That's why it's foolish to risk wrong washing methods that may fade colors. Actual tests show that with gentle Lux Flakes care, colors stay lovely up to three times as long.
That's a good tip for girls who get nice blouses and sweaters for Christmas.
Right you are. And thank you for coming tonight, Helena Sorrell. We'll return now to your host, Dave Ennett.
The curtain rises on the third act of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street, starring Wendy Snyder as Doris, Rokan as Fred, and John DeCoss as Chris. For a few weeks, a jolly elderly gentleman named Chris Kringle has been working minor miracles as Macy's Santa Claus. Now his sanity has been seriously questioned. And in a crowded courtroom, Judge Harper listens patiently as the assistant district attorney summons Chris to the witness stand.
Now, this is not a trial, Mr. Kringle. It's just a hearing, so you don't have to answer any questions. Now then, where do you live, please?
Well, it seems to me that this hearing will decide that, won't it?
Miss... Mr. Kringle, do you believe that you are Santa Claus?
Of course I do.
That's all, Your Honor. The state rests its case.
Well, Mr. Gailey?
Your Honor, Mr. Mara contends my client is not sane because he believes he is Santa Claus.
An entirely logical conclusion. Anyone who thinks he's Santa Claus is crazy.
Your Honor, you believe yourself to be Judge Harper? Yet no one questions your sanity because you are Judge Harper, do they?
Mr. Kringle is the subject of this sanity hearing, not I.
Well, Your Honor, I intend to prove that Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus.
All right. Quietly. Actually, that's a production note. Mr. Mara, I thought you said this was a cut-and-dried sanity hearing.
Well, I thought it was, Your Honor.
In view of Mr. Gailey's statement, I'll have to review the entire background of this case. Court's adjourned till tomorrow morning.
Hello, Doris. I'm sorry I'm late, but get ready. We're really going to celebrate tonight.
What are we celebrating?
Didn't you read the papers? Santa's mouthpiece throws bombshell in Chicago court.
Oh, Fred, you're not really serious about this. You can't possibly prove that Chris Kringle is Santa Claus.
You saw Mr. Macy and Mr. Gimble shake hands. That wasn't possible either, was it?
What does your firm have to say about it? O'Malley, Odell, and
Monaco
and
Spivak.
Whoever
yeah,
else.
Yeah. That I have jeopardized their prestige, and either I drop this impossible case or they drop me.
You see?
Well, I beat him to it. I quit.
Fred, you threw away a career because of a sentimental whim?
I'll open my own office.
And what kind of clients will you get?
Well, probably a lot of people like Chris who are being pushed around, and they need they need somebody who's going to take care of them. Doris, don't look. You have to have faith in me. You can look, but just
don't
have
you
faith
want
in me,
to
me anyway.
Oh, it's not a question of faith. It's just common sense.
But faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to. It's not just Chris that's on trial. It's everything he stands for. Human kindness, love, dignity.
Oh, Fred, listen. We've seen a lot of each other the last couple weeks. I've become fond of you. We've talked about some wonderful plans, haven't we? And then you do this. Go on an idealistic binge, throw away your security, and expect me to be happy about it?
Maybe that's not the only binge I'm on. And I expect too much. Is that it? Is that it? Well, listen. Forget it, I guess. Good night, Doris.
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Mara. Well, can't it wait until tomorrow? I mean, who's been subpoenaed? Well, how do you think I feel about it? I'll see you tomorrow.
Who is that, dear?
R.H. Macy's been subpoenaed.
Oh, my.
Those reporters, they'll make me look like a sadistic monster who likes nothing better than to drown pussycats and tear wings off butterflies.
Quiet, dear. Tommy's still awake.
Oh, yeah.
It'd just break his heart if he knew what his daddy is doing.
I'm doing my job as assistant district attorney.
Well, I'm not so sure, but I agree with them. Mr. Kringle looks like a very nice old man, and I don't see why you have to keep persecuting him.
I'm not persecuting him. I'm prosecuting him. I like the old man, too, but there's nothing I can do about it.
You know something, Thomas. Sometimes I wish I'd married a butcher or a plumber.
Well, if I lose this case, it's very possible you'll get your wish. R.H. Macy, I wonder what he's going to pull tomorrow.
All right. Proceed with the witness, Mr. Gailey.
All right, now then. Mr. Macy, if you recognize the defendant, please tell us who he is.
Well, why, Chris Kringle, of course.
Do you believe him to be of sound mind?
Sound mind? Well, I wish I had a dozen like him.
Mr. Macy, you're under oath. Do you believe that man is Santa Claus?
Oh, well, now that's rather delicate.
Just think of those headlines tomorrow. Macy admits his Santa Claus is fraud.
You keep out of this, Gimble!
What did you say?
Nothing, Mr. Mara, nothing.
Well, I wish you would. Is that man Santa Claus?
Yes, in my opinion, he most certainly is.
Your Honor, there is no such person as Santa Claus, and everybody knows it.
Oh, okay. Can you prove there isn't?
I won't even try. I'll not waste this court's time with such childish nonsense. Your Honor, the prosecution requests an immediate ruling from this court. Is there or is there not a Santa Claus?
Well, now the court will take a short recess to consider that question.
The tension continues as the WGN Radio Theater production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street will continue in a moment. Today's presentation brought to you by Hilton's of Chicago and Chillcation.com and our good friends at Lou Malnati's Pizzeria. Call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. Today's show is brought to you by Hilton of Chicago and Chillcation.com and our friends at Lou Malnati's Pizzeria. Call 1-800-LOU-TO-GO. And now our exciting and suspenseful story continues.
Hello, Henry.
Why, Charlie, what are you doing here?
Oh, can't an old friend visit you in your chambers? And if you ask me, you never needed a friend like you do now.
Oh, yeah. This Kringle case, I certainly don't see what they're making such a fuss about.
Henry, that's Santa Claus you've got out there. A trial of lunacy. This case is dynamite, and you're coming up for re-election soon.
Yeah, Charlie. You know what happened last night? Martha brought the grandchildren over. They wouldn't even kiss Grandpa. They wouldn't even talk to me.
Now, you see what I mean? If you rule that there's no Santa Claus, you better start looking for that chicken farm right now.
I'm a responsible judge. How can I seriously rule that there's a Santa Claus?
Because of what happens if you don't. The kids read about it, and they don't hang up their stockings. Now what happens to all those toys that are supposed to be in those stockings? Nobody buys them. The toy manufacturers, well, they have to lay off employees, and by now, you've got the AFL and the CIO against you. Oh, yeah, and they're going to say it, too, with their votes, see? Oh, and how about the department stores? They're going to love you, too. Yeah, Henry. And what about the Salvation Army? Do you ever listen to John Williams on Saturday afternoons from 1 until 3? He's got a kettle.
Thanks for mentioning that. It's johnwilliamskettle.org.
Yeah, right. All those Santa Clauses on every street corner, what are they going to do? They take a lot of money in to help the poor. But go ahead, Henry. You go in there and you rule that there isn't a Santa Claus. But if you do, you can count on getting just 2 votes, your own and the district attorney.
Actually, it'll be just 1 vote, Charlie. He's a Republican. All right, let's get this over with. The question of Santa Claus seems to be largely a matter of opinion. The tradition of American justice demands a broad and unprejudiced view of such a controversial matter.
But, Your Honor!
This court, therefore, intends to keep its mind open. We shall ask for evidence on either side.
But the burden of proof clearly rests with my opponent. Can he produce any evidence to support his views?
If Your Honor, please, I can. Will Thomas Mara please take the stand?
Who, me?
No, Thomas Mara Jr. I believe he and his mother are both in court today.
Hi, Papa.
Hi, Papa.
Hi.
Now, Tommy, do you believe in Santa Claus?
I sure do. Gosh, he gave me a brand new sled last year.
Now, what does Santa Claus look like, Tommy?
Well, there he is, sitting right over there.
Your Honor, I protest.
Overruled.
Tell me, Tommy, why are you so sure there's a Santa Claus?
Because my papa told me so. Didn't you, Pop?
Thank you, Tommy. You can go back to your mother now.
See you later, Papa.
You most certainly will. Your Honor.
Don't forget Santa Claus. This year I want a football helmet.
Don't worry, Tommy. You'll get it.
Mr. Kringle, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, sir.
Your Honor, the state of Illinois concedes the existence of a Santa Claus. But in so conceding, we demand that Mr. Gailey stop representing and presenting personal opinion as evidence. I insist he submit authority to prove that Mr. Kringle here is the one and only Santa Claus.
Well, Mr. Gailey, are you prepared to show that Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus on the basis of unprejudiced authority?
Well, sir, not now. I need a little more time.
Why not now?
Tomorrow, Your Honor.
All right. Very well. Court's adjourned till tomorrow morning. Whew. Oh, brother.
Now come, Susan, dear. Finish your supper.
But I can't, Mother. All those things they're saying in the newspaper about Mr. Kringle and Mr. Gailey.
They're having this trial because he says he's Santa Claus.
He's so kind, nice, and jolly. He's not like anyone else. I know. He must be Santa.
You know something, Susan? I think perhaps you're right.
Is Mr. Kringle sad now, Mother?
I'm afraid he must be.
Then I'll write him a letter. Maybe that'll make him feel better. I'll cheer him up.
Oh, please stop. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, lady?
Would you mind taking this letter?
Oh, sure, lady. We're going straight down to the post office now. Okay, Louis, take it away. Well, what do you know, Louis? Another letter for Santa Claus. Hey, here's a new one. Instead of the North Pole, this kid's got it addressed to Kris Kringle, Cook County Courthouse.
Well, the kid's right.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. They got him on trial down there. He claims he's Santa Claus, and the DA claims he's nuts. Hey.
Huh?
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah?
How many Santa Claus letters we got down there in the dead letter office?
Who knows? Maybe 50,000. Bags and bags all over the joint. Hey, do you mean?
Yeah, well, Louis, why not? Wouldn't it be great to get rid of them all, wouldn't it? Boy, oh, boy. Look, Louis, soon as we get to the post office, we go and see the supervisor. You know something? I bet we both get promoted.
And since the defense has been unable to submit one shred of proof that Kris Kringle is the one and only Santa Claus, and since tonight is Christmas Eve, I ask, Your Honor, that this hearing be terminated without further delay.
Your Honor, I protest. I do have evidence.
5 minutes ago, you said you didn't.
During Mr. Mara's oration, the bailiff handed my client the evidence that I am referring to.
And what evidence?
Well, this letter, Your Honor.
Oh, yes. Mr. Kringle, step right up.
Well, it's from Susan Walker. She believes in me. Oh, this letter means more to me than anything in the world.
That letter, Your Honor, was delivered by the United States Post Office, an official agency of the federal government. Now, the Post Office Department is one of the largest business concerns in the world. Last year, it did a gross volume of over $1 billion, and this year...
But, Your Honor, I'm sure we're all gratified that the Post Office is getting along so well, but what bearing has it on the sanity of that man?
My point is that the Post Office Department is a model of efficiency.
Really?
Thank you. I was waiting for that. Furthermore, the laws of this country make it a criminal offense to willfully misdirect mail or intentionally deliver it to the wrong party.
The state of Illinois is second to none in its administration of the Post Office Department. We're very happy to concede Mr. Gailey's...
For the record, Mr. Mara?
Fine. For the record, anything to get on with this case.
Thank you. Your Honor, that letter just received by Mr. Kringle is positive proof that a competent...
One letter is hardly positive proof.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them.
Come, Mr. Gailey. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor...
I said put them on my desk.
All right, boys, bring them in.
Whoa. Whoa. Your Honor, what is this?
Empty those mail sacks on Judge Harper's desk.
Whew.
Bring them all in, or be fined for contempt of court.
Now, just a second here.
I will do it, Your Honor, through rain, through sleet, through courtrooms, anything. We deliver.
Mr. Gailey?
Your Honor, every one of those letters in every one of those mail sacks is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office delivered them. Therefore, the Post Office Department recognizes Kris Kringle to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed. Yeah! And for heaven's sake, get this mail out of my courtroom.
Our story reaches its climax here on the WGN Radio Theater production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. We'll continue in just a moment.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We here at WGN congratulate Todd Walker from St. Charles and John Holtze from Prospect Heights, the winners in the WGN Mystery Voice Contest. It's sponsored by Hilton's of Chicago and Chillcation.com. They'll win fabulous weekends at the Hilton Chicago and the Palmer House. Congratulations, WGN listeners. Our radio theater production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street continues on 720 WGN.
So as soon as I got out of court, I came straight to Macy's to see you, Doris.
Oh, Chris, I'm so glad you won.
Well, we're having a big Christmas party at Brooks' home tomorrow morning. And I'd like so much for you and Susan to be there.
We'll be there, Chris. Oh, Chris, couldn't you just come home now and have dinner with us?
Now? Tonight? Oh, my goodness, Doris. It's Christmas Eve. Anna, look. Look who came all the way out here to the home just for our Christmas party.
Chris, it's... Mr. Macy.
Mr. Gimble, too. Oh, excuse me, Anna. Mr. Walker and Susan have to leave now, and I want to see them before they go. So forgive me, will you?
Chris, there is no Mr. Walker. But Susie, darling, you got so many presents.
Not the one I wanted. Not the one Mr. Kringle was going to get for me.
Well, what was it?
It doesn't matter. I knew I wouldn't get it. But I thought he'd at least tell me why.
I'm sorry, Susan. I tried my best, but...
You couldn't get it because you're not Santa Claus.
Susan!
Just a nice old man like Mother said.
But I was wrong when I told you that. You must believe in Mr. Kringle and keep right on doing it. You must have faith in him, Susan.
But that doesn't make sense, Mother.
Faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to.
What?
I mean, just because things don't turn out the way you want them to the first time, you still gotta believe in people. I found that out.
Hello, Doris.
Fred.
Mr. Gailey, Mr. Gailey.
Merry Christmas, Susie.
Gosh, you just get here when we're ready to leave.
Oh, I've been here.
Oh.
And if you're ready to leave, I'll drive you home.
Before you go, here. Here, I've made a map for you. Now, you'll miss a lot of traffic about 4 miles south. You'll see some avenue with stars on it. That's all I know. That's
Stars Avenue? Are you sure?
Right. Oh, look, someone gave Santa a new script.
Well, it is Christmas, Santa.
Here's a map. Let me repeat. No, you must listen to me, Fred. Here's a map, and I'm sweating like a pig. You'll miss a lot of traffic aboard 4 miles south. You will see Royko Avenue.
Oh.
Now, that's the street you want, Royko Avenue.
Oh, that avenue's even drunk itself. Thanks, Chris, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Fred, and to you, my dear, and to you, Susan.
I believe, Mr. Kringle, I do. It's silly, I suppose, but I do.
I don't understand it, Fred. The map Chris gave definitely says Royko Avenue. We've been on Royko Avenue now for...
Stop the car. Oh, stop the car, please.
Susie, what is it, darling? What's the matter?
There it is. The house.
Susie!
What in the world?
She's running into that house.
Well, at least there's no one home. It's brand new. It's just been built.
Yeah, for sale, it says. For sale.
What on earth is that child up to?
Susie, hey, Susie.
Here I am, upstairs.
Now come right down. You know you shouldn't run around in other people's houses. That's strange.
I'll say.
No, I mean this house. I've seen this house somewhere. I know I have. Maybe in a magazine or...
Mother, it's a house. It's the one that I asked him for, Mr. Kringle.
Mr. Kringle?
I know it is. Oh, you were right, Mommy. You were right.
Susie?
Mommy told me if things didn't turn out just the way I wanted them at first, you still gotta believe, and I kept believing. And you were right, Mommy. Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus.
Now where are you going?
And back to see if there's a swing. There is one. Oh, there is one.
You told her that about believing?
Well, you told me, Fred.
The sign outside for sale, huh? Well, we can't let her down, can we?
I never really doubted you. It was just my silly common sense, and that you're usually wrong.
You apparently don't listen from 3 to 7. Even makes sense to believe in me now, doesn't it? I must be a pretty good lawyer. I take a little old man and legally prove to the world that he is Santa Claus. And now you know that he couldn't be...
Fred.
What's the matter?
There, in the corner, by the fireplace.
Oh, no, no, it can't be. It couldn't be. It's a cane, Chris's cane. There couldn't be two canes like this anywhere in the world.
Silver handle and all.
Hey, you know something? Maybe I didn't do such a wonderful thing after all.
Is the WGN Radio Theater production of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. Brought to you by Hiltons of Chicago and Chilcation.com and Lou Malnati's Pizzeria. Back to the action.
Oh, what's the matter, Andrea?
Cochran was late again for the show today. Oh, Mary.
Oh,
look what I've done. I've burnt the Christmas turkey, and it tastes just awful. You know, Brad Pitt doesn't like it when I screw up his dinner.
Oh, I know.
Let alone Christmas dinner. Whatever will I do?
Oh, no. Don't fret, Andrea. I know what you can do. I got an idea. All you need is a bottle of Jackie's Mom's seasoning to make things right.
What? What's that you say, Mayor? Jackie's Mom's seasoning can save the rest of my evening with Brad Pitt?
Well, I don't know about that, but you got it right, though. Just go to the icebox, grab the new turkey, rub it down, the turkey, and with Jackie's Mom's seasoning... Cook slowly, baste it, and it'll be even more delicious than the ones you write about in The People.
Oh, Mary, you're a saint. Where can I get this magic spice you speak of?
Well, you can use mine for this bird, but it's so easy to get your own. Just go to the World Wide Web on your computer, phone, or your tablet, and visit DamnThat'sDelish.com.
Oh, darn it, my pen ran out. What's that website again, and however will I thank you?
Oh, don't worry about it, Andrea. Just for you, the website is DamnThat'sDelish.com. You can go there for recipes and buy a bottle of Jackie's Mom's seasoning. And maybe more for your friends that help you out of pickles like me.
Aw, Mary, you saved the day. You can bet on having a fresh new bottle of Jackie's Mom's seasoning delivered to your doorstep in 3 to 4 days from Mark Carman. I mean, the postman.
I'm looking forward to that, Andrea, and hopefully to a plate full of delicious leftovers from your prize-winning bird with Brad Pitt, of course.
Mr. Kriggle's reindeer are waiting on the roof, but we've asked him to pause a moment before he leaves and come back to the footlights with Wendy Snyder and Ro Khan. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a real thrill to everyone in Chicagoland when Steve Cochran topped his entire 53 years as an actor and purveyor of knock-knock jokes with his great performance as Kris Kringle. And then halfway through this play, he retired from the stage for good and left his role to John DeCasse.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave. Hey, listen, thanks to our great sponsors, Hilton of Chicago and ChillStation.com. I was in a band called ChillStation.
It's Chillcation, actually.
Oh, that could be that too. Chillcation, like vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm not the regular guy. And Lou Malnati's. We're grateful to everyone connected with Miracle on Jerry Wells Street, from Todd Manley, the director, producer of this adventure, Stephanie Menendez, to the WGN Radio Theater executive producer, Carl Amari, helped me. They all believe in Santa Claus.
Could we help but believe in Santa Claus?
I suppose you've got a strenuous time ahead there, Chris, huh? All right, I'll pick it up from here. You know what I mean by that is that you're covering the entire world in one night, you see. That's what it would be.
Good, nice pause. Mm-hmm. Raw. If everyone believed in Santa Claus, mm-hmm. peace would break out all over the world in 30 seconds.
Well, I hope you won't be too busy to stop at my house. I will have my fishnet stockings hung up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, I'll stop in, Wendy, but seems rather futile.
Why, Chris?
Well, I couldn't possibly fill her stockings as well as she does.
I see.
I'm not the regular guy.
Despite that, I still see what you mean.
And I believe Chris Duffy will come to the microphone.
It was supposed to be Dean Richards, but he's on Facebook giving all sorts of spoilers to the Star Wars movie. Actually, a show like this never gets off the ground without great engineering. So a thousand thanks to Bill Murdoch, Bill Malone, Bob Ferguson, Ben Cortez, and Jim Holland, our crack engineering staff, who actually dug up some original, amazing microphones here at WGN Radio. These have decades on them, and they've probably done actual real radio theater, so that's really cool. We want to thank our associate producers, Kevin Richter, Sean Davis, and Jasmine Cooper. Well done. WGN Radio marketing guru Jackie Paulus and her events team, starring Marlene Wells and Sarah Tymon. Well done. Our incredible live Christmas music today was provided by Bob Kessler and Rachel Woodall. Very nice. And we'd also like to thank Julia Niles from our traffic department, who lent us her lovely granddaughter, Jenna. Well done.
And thank you. Many, many thanks to our stage announcer, Chris Duffy, as well. My only hope is that Dean's review of Miracle on Jerry Wells Street is as good as the Star Wars review he gave. Tune in Sunday morning. Oh, you know what? This is a big, exciting moment for me. We would like to bring WGN Radio President and General Manager, I like to call him Mr. Christmas, Jimmy DeCastro. Come on up.
Thank you. Come on now. Come on. Oh, thank you. That was great. Thank you to my hats. A little shout. Keep it going. So. Special thank you to everybody today. Todd gave me a small little script. What a great job by the entire cast. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody. Hey, go, Duff. And particularly our listeners, because listeners are the lifeblood of this radio station. But we have a very special person that we have to honor here today. We've been talking about her all day. And that's the divine Miss Jerry Wells. Jerry, would you just stand up, please? The time has come for her to step away from her daily role at GN, and we couldn't be happier for her. While we celebrate this new chapter in Jerry's life, there's something missing in all of ours. I'm glad that she was part of our GN family, and the joy of just walking by her desk every day, the spirit, on the coldest of days, would make everybody laugh. Being around her makes me a better person, and it makes everybody here a better person. Thanks, Jerry, for what you've done. The next time you experience a sudden burst of kindness and generosity, there's a pretty good chance that you'll be walking along Jerry Wells Street. So thank you all for coming from the bottom of our hearts. Have a great day, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays.